Dr. Hernandez taking over. Powerful last hour. Look, I'd rather cover news. I'd rather not sit up here and beg for support. I've been here for 30 years, and, you know, we've been really huge for 25 and gigantic for 10. And people just expect we'll always be here. I think it's going to be pretty spectacular if they're able to shut us down in the next few months. People are going to like, oh, gosh, Alex Jones is shut down. The show will explode. But they don't care about that. They want the InfoWars history. They want the show. They want the interviews. They want all that to claim they own that in this bankruptcy. Try to shut down that brain trust that is, I mean, I could quit today. And that brain trust of interviews and predictions fights on forever. But if they can claim ownership of it, they can have AI expunge it, and that's their plan. So download all the shows off band.video and prisonplanet.tv and save them. And they're all free to air, and the enemy doesn't own them. But we can beat these folks together. But if I don't have the financial support to keep fighting, we can't do it. So make the decision. I just want to stay in the fight. I try to sell you great products so you'll get them and love them and keep using them. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible supplements, incredible products. The Next Level Foundational Energy, the Whole Food Multivitamins, the highest quality, the Kaba Chill, the Rocket Rest, the Top Brain Nootropic, the Nano Silver products, drjonesnaturals.com. Simple. Make the decision. Support the broadcast. And then you've got InfoWarsStore.com. Could be the last X2, X3 we'll ever have. They shut us down. The DNA Force, the Ultra 12, highest quality rated B12, under the tongue, full absorption, so good for you. The Nitric Boost, it cleans out your blood, cardiovascular system. You heard Dr. Megan was talking about how amazing it is. It's all there discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. I can't do this without you. I can't fight without the resources for this infrastructure and to hold off the enemy. And we're having our biggest successes ever right now. And that's why they're so enraged. The Satanists are so pissed. And it's all in God's plan. Whatever happens is God's plan. I'm just going to keep fighting. And God will decide what to do, whether we survive or not. But God works through you to decide whether we survive or not. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products that will enrich and power your life. And go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get products that will also enrich your life. Now, make that decision. Get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. It takes money to fight these bastards. I have no fear other than failure. And I am in your hands, literally. And I'm asking you to stand with us because you're in our hands as well. Together, we decide our destiny. Dr. Hernandez is set to take over. I appreciate the crew. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow. We got 2 to 3 months left, and I got a lot of inside baseball. I'm going to expose the next week or so. It's insane. We're up against the CIA. We're up against the Justice Department, but we got God on our side. And if God be with us, who can be against us? So I got total faith in God. Whatever happens to me, it's part of God's plan. I'm just going to fight and tell the truth and be as good as I possibly can be as a failed creature, and I'm going to leave it all with God. Leave it all on the field. I'm doing everything I can. I'm not backing down 1 centimeter. I'm going over the top, but I can't do it without your support. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Go there now. Support the sponsors. And I thank you all, because those of you that did support that 1%, you're the reason we did all this. So I salute you, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I thank the crew and everybody else for the work they've done. I am so humble and so thankful to all of you. All right, I'm going to hand the baton to the great Drew Hernandez, who takes over in T-minus 60 seconds once you go to break. And for now, X is open and free. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. It's 2 a.m. We'll be right back.
It's 2 a.m.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. If you're watching on X, make sure to reshare the transmission right now. Follow me over there at Drew H Live, at Real Alex Jones, at InfoWars as well. Band.video, you guys know the links. Push them, push them, push them now. Listen, one thing I will say is this. Is that when you take a look at the Bible, and you see what the Bible has to say about the last days that we are currently experiencing right now. And a lot of people ask themselves, well, what are the last days? And then they'll ask themselves, when are the last days? Is that something that we're looking forward to? Is that something that is coming near? Or is that something that's pretty far out? Well, I think when you actually zero in on what the Bible is talking about when it comes to the last days, and you have biblical eschatology exegeted properly right in front of you, that means you interpret what the Bible is saying and you pull out what the Bible is saying, not putting your own interpretation into the Bible, reading your own interpretation into the Bible in just basic biblical hermeneutics. That's what we would call eisegesis. But when you take a look at the last days and you see multiple indications from Jesus to his disciples and the apostles indicating via Bible prophecy that has been transmitted on the word, the written word of God, you do see the last days. Now, we see the tribulation, the great tribulation. We see, depending on who you ask, interpretation in Ezekiel 37, 38, the battle of Gog and Magog, and a lot of Bible teachers right now have their eyes obviously on Israel, Russia's role, and the surrounding Middle East to see if that becomes a reality, if that's the correct interpretation. And a lot of Bible teachers believe that that is a prophetic event because there are some divine interventions that God performs that world history has not seen before. But in terms of the last days, and when you take a look just exactly at the world around you, and if you want a pretty basic definition, I mean, if you just take a look at the life of Jesus, right? I mean, you just look at the Apostle Paul when he tells his protege Timothy that the Holy Spirit explicitly, that means he announces with urgency, the world needs to know this, that in the last days, the Holy Spirit explicitly says, declares that in the last days, many will depart from the faith. That's apostasy, taking heed to deceiving spirits. That's demonic spirits, fallen angels, those that are in allegiance and have pledged their loyalty to Lucifer, Satan, the devil himself. And that comes through political ideology, that comes through religious ideologies that are false, that comes through cultural trends, that comes through all of humanity. It can come through the science community. The occult has been practiced in human history through the science community, interfacing with entities to receive higher knowledge, to understand the universe and decode the universe, to access a higher technology and understanding plane in our minds. This was a huge phenomenon, especially post-World War II. Just ask the CIA and why MK Ultra was such a huge interest of the US government, because the Nazis were totally into the occult. That's just the historical fact. But when you take a look at this throughout human history, you see the occult. It's this thread all the way tied back to Lucifer himself, all the way tied back to his fall from heaven because he viewed himself to be above God, to be God, to ascend above the stars, above the throne of God himself. That's the origin of the occult. It starts with him. You see that in the garden. You see the occult fully operational, offering a higher wisdom, a higher thinking that is forbidden, that God apparently doesn't want you to have, that was offered directly in the Garden of Eden to Eve herself, and her cucked out husband Adam just went with it. So you see the occult right there with an offering of a higher wisdom, an enlightened wisdom. You want to know when you're dealing with the occult? You want to know when you're dealing with a cult? Is whenever you have not just a religious entity or a religious movement, could be anything, could be political, could be scientific, could be medical, could be cultural in any way, shape, or form through music or movies or the arts. A cult could be formed out of anything. But one identifying factor that you know you are dealing with the occult or dealing with a cult is they will always use the same playbook that Lucifer himself used from the very beginning, and that's to offer humanity a higher wisdom or a forbidden higher plane of thinking intellectually. And I think right now, as we live in the 21st century, I think mankind is kind of viewing that as an advanced ability in technology. And see, this is where when you take a look at human history, especially in the days of Jesus, those that were interfacing via witchcraft, mediums, spiritists, even see this with Daniel when he's dealing with King Nebuchadnezzar. He's having crazy dreams and he's trying to figure out, what do these dreams mean? Who do I go to? Who do I go to? Who are the intellectuals of the day? Well, those that interpret dreams, the mediums, the spiritists, those that interface with entities that give us higher thinking, which equates to higher learning. See, throughout human history, interfacing with demonic beings translates either to higher intellectual thought leaders of that generation, or I think where we are right now, those that are interfacing with the occult and these fallen angels, and they're having conversations, they're receiving downloads from them as well. I think it's viewed today as, yes, a higher wisdom, but at the same time, I think it's blended with an interpretation that, okay, well, these beings have the wisdom to hand humanity a higher, more advanced technology. And I personally believe that's how we're going to get to the mark of the beast. It's like this marriage between demonic wisdom, which, by the way, the Bible does talk about. There's human wisdom, there's God's wisdom, and there is demonic wisdom. You find that in the book of James. It's very clear, right out in the open. And so, yes, demonic beings can pass their wisdom, and that's whatever that they want humans to know, to manipulate them for the purposes and the agenda of Lucifer and the kingdom of darkness. The ultimate end game is to destroy the soul and plunge them into eternal damnation without God forever. That's their agenda. But I think mankind right now does find itself, and this is where people have to be very careful. I'm not anti-technology. I love technology. I'm a millennial. I was introduced to the internet as a child. We experienced that. I think we're the last generation to know what the world was like without the internet. And now we've been given the internet. So I love technology. I'm not opposed to it. However, I will say that if you're going to sit here and be naive and think that Lucifer himself doesn't have an agenda or a plan to deceive the nations via technology by playing on their desires for more advanced technology and playing on their lusts through power and to advance intellectually via technology, especially with now that it is 100% a reality that humans can merge with machines via neurotechnology, that is 100% a reality as I speak. And you bring AI into that, machine learning, and you take a look at where the future is going. Because I'll tell you one thing. The U.S. government and their capabilities with artificial intelligence is far beyond what the current population can even comprehend, especially even China and their advanced abilities. They're just not going to release what they know, when they knew it, how they knew it. It's all about timing. And we've known this, right? We've known this, right? We've known that, you know, our U.S., our own government, the DOD and, you know, national security, and there's classified and there's all these black projects and deep black projects. And it's all about harnessing and protecting and keeping secret our technology for the military industrial complex. So the excuse is so our foreign enemies can't grab a hold of that and use it against us. So we remain the supreme superpower on planet Earth. And that's the argument to keep it from the American people, because the American people can't be trusted because they might be a Russian, right? We've been hearing that since the Cold War. And so when you take a look at this and you see just exactly the way and the pattern and the absolute trajectory that we find, especially America finding itself with this obsession with progression. And I'm not talking about being like woke and gay and homosexual and cutting your penis off thinking that you're somehow evolving. Isn't it crazy? Honestly, isn't it wild that the same people that are like obsessed with evolution and the evolution of human beings seems to believe in everything that goes against God, that actually takes humanity backwards? It's the opposite of progression. Wow, homosexuality and dudes banging dudes and women banging women is definitely going to lead us into a progressive society where we are repopulating, not spreading AIDS and disease, where we're going backwards and everybody's dying as a result. Wow, definitely believing in chopping the genitals off, not just children, but chopping the genitals off of adults. That's definitely going to take us into the future. It's all satanic, Baphomet, depopulation, anti-God ideology. You guys see what Vivek Ramaswamy said the other day? Satanic, dude, straight from the mouth of the serpent. But look at it. It might be still his pinned tweet right now. And I fully condemn it. Vivek comes out and says, hey, this is what the media doesn't want you to know is a message from the GOP. You want to be gay? You want to be a homosexual? You can marry whoever you want, when you want, if you want. That is 100% anti-Christ. I'm not saying he is the Antichrist. That is anti-God, anti-Bible. God doesn't even identify gay marriage. Not only does God not support it, he doesn't even acknowledge it because it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in God's psyche, in his mind, in his eternality. So anyone that's trying to tell you and tell an entire generation, especially a lot of Gen Z, young so-called right-wingers, follow people like Vivek Ramaswamy, telling you literally a blasphemy and an abomination declared by God. Yeah, you want to be gay? The GOP doesn't want you to know this. You could be gay. You could marry who you want, if you want. And it's totally left open and vague. It's like, really, Vivek? You could be a homosexual and marry whoever you want? What, I can marry a horse and sodomize a horse? Oh, that sounds really degenerate. Yeah, because you're dealing with perverts and you're teaching an entire generation it's okay to go against God directly via an abomination, leading people to their destruction and their eternal death. Yeah, I take this very seriously. Want to know why? Because I'm a born-again Christian that believes in the Bible. I stand with God before I stand with the United States of America. And if that offends you, well, welcome to the supremacy of Jesus Christ, okay? And you know, you'll get called alt-right for that. You'll get called far-right, not by the left for talking like this. You'll get called this by the current GOP. Even some so-called Trump supporters that think they're Christians that can't wrap their mind around opposing homosexuality. You either stand with God or you stand with Jesus Christ. And by the way, can we name who this God is? By the way, can we name who this God is? Can President Trump name who this God is? Because I'll believe this prophecy that this led him to a born-again conversion when Jesus Christ is on the lips of Donald J. Trump and he's preaching the gospel with his newfound born again life, apparently. And I know some people go through a process. Not everybody has this radical transformation where they're immediately preaching off the rooftops. But I will say this, is that the Bible is very clear when it comes to prophecy. I'll say two things. The Bible says to test prophecies. The Bible also says when it comes to men or individuals that claim to be prophets and speaking on behalf of God, that they better get it 100% right. And if they don't, if what they say does not come to pass in its perfection, perfection, God doesn't make mistakes. When God prophesies, all of the prophets in the Bible, not a single one of them got it wrong. Not a single one of them got it 95% right. Not a single one of them got 96%, 97, 98, 99.9. I challenge you, every single prophet that God has called in the Bible, let's just pick on the Bible, got it 100% correct. No human error, no human misinterpretation, 100% correct. Because the Apostle Peter comes in the New Testament and says, the prophets of old, they were moved by the Holy Spirit of God. It was God speaking. It was God that inspired these people. And when God is speaking, God doesn't make mistakes. Because then you'll get people that will say, well, there's the human error, there's the human factor. Again, take a look at humans that were called by God, that prophesied in the scripture, they got it 100% right because it was real. I'll just leave it at that. And by the way, false prophets were to be stoned if they got it wrong. So yeah, there's that. I'll just leave it at that. All this to say, because when we're having this conversation about the last days, there are indications that you are in the last days. And I'll get back to why what Vivek says is just a total abomination. Just always, why is the GOP always doing this? I don't understand. I don't get it. Why does the GOP want to just cater and pander to homosexuals that are such a small percentage of the population in the United States of America? I don't understand it. Like, to me, you want to know what that is to me? I'm going to be completely honest with you. And I could care less if you're offended by this, honestly, if you could tell. When I see the GOP or even Trump supporters, when I see these people and are these right wingers on stage, like just shilling and pandering to homosexuals, right? It's so, to me, it's the equivalent of watching Kamala Harris stand on a stage in Atlanta in front of a bunch of black people and start changing her accent as if she's one of them. And all of a sudden, she's talking ghetto. It's the equivalent to me of watching Hillary Clinton show up to a black church. And then all of a sudden, she has some kind of Southern accent when she's talking to blacks. It's cringe. It's gay. It's fake. And it's retarded. And I'll say this. I don't like it more when the GOP does this. Because these are the same people that run around claiming that we're a Judeo-Christian nation, and we're a nation founded off of God and the Bible, and you know, we are hated because we have some kind of moral principles. You know what? If the GOP doesn't want to stand with God, if the GOP doesn't want to stand with the Bible, then I would advise the GOP to get Christ's name out of your mouth. Stop attempting to deceive the rest of us out here and slapping Christians in the face, because we know God's word and we know a fraud when we see one, because we've been taught by the Holy Scriptures. You want to talk about discerning false prophets? Jesus made it very clear. You shall know them by their fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. You shall know them by their fruit. And one thing I will say, because this is, and I'll say this too, because this current generation of the GOP, right, that are like shilling for gays and homosexuals, it's the most retarded fake and gay thing I've ever seen. I'm like, why? What is the point of this? Why do you just put up a middle finger to your entire evangelical base? There are more of us than there are of these sodomites in the United States of America. Do the math. It doesn't make any sense. Who are you trying to please? You know what you're doing? You're serving your father, the devil. That's what you're doing. You're homophobic because you're afraid of hurting a gay person's feelings. You're afraid of standing with the Lord Jesus Christ and his eternal word that clearly opposes homosexuality. And then at the same time, you got his name in your mouth trying to waltz around like you stand for God in the United States of America. You're a fraud. You're a false prophet. Our Bible exposes you and pulls that mask right off your face for the wolf you truly are. Yeah, take that as a rebuke to the entire GOP that's doing this and people within MAGA that want to shill for homosexuals because they don't want to be mean to the gay guy that's got a MAGA hat on. Please. This is why America is continuing to fail. This is why America is continuing to deteriorate because we can't take a stance for something as basic as traditional God assigned and authored marriage for humanity. You want to talk about the government not getting involved in marriage? Because this current GOP is all cucked out and their entire talking points are always this. Well, the government's not going to get in the way with who you want to marry. Why doesn't the GOP just come out and admit it? You guys are liberal. You guys are no different than the left. And you guys are floating way more further left. And you don't want anything to do with God's word. You don't want anything to do with any real morality. You are just simply a fraud. And you are a wolf in sheep's clothing, social liberals waltzing around as fiscal conservatives, lecturing real right wingers like myself and millions of others out there that we're the problem because we actually have biblical morals and values. That's called subversion. That's what that is. And that's called deception in my book. I'm not falling for it. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of it. I'm sick of these people running around with Christ's name in their mouth. And they have the worst principles ever. They have the worst. It's like, no, you want to talk about the government not getting involved? The biblical perspective on marriage, the government has no say, no ability. Human beings do not have in any way, shape, or form the ability to define what marriage is. That comes from God. No government, no politician. No dictator, no regime, nobody, no shill, not even the church. The church doesn't have that ability. I don't have the authority as a born-again Christian to define marriage. I transmit the message of the architect that has defined marriage. That's him. I'm just a mouthpiece, dude. And I'm not saying that because I'm like, oh, don't shoot the messenger. No, come on, shoot the messenger. We're willing to die for this message. People have bled. People have given their lives. You don't understand. Like when you take a look at church history, you don't understand that Christians have been persecuted for simple doctrines such as the supremacy of Jesus Christ in the church. You understand people have had their slit, decapitated, their families hunted for doctrines as basic as the supremacy of Jesus in the church. He's the head of the church. Like, where are we now in the United States of America as a church? The point is, in church history, Christians have been willing to lose their heads for this gospel and doctrines within the Bible. And right now, the United States of America can't take a stance. This Christian church in America is so weak and so cucked out that they can't find themselves to find the boldness or the courage to simply take a stand against gay marriage and a bunch of homosexuals with limp wrists. Give me a break. We're not ready. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important, but not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.
And if you can just stitch into that somehow, Alex, the ongoing accusation that not only you might be controlled opposition or I'm controlled opposition, that even a figure like Elon Musk, due to his various billion-dollar contracts through SpaceX or Tesla or whatever it is, can't truly be the renegade that many of us believe him to be.
He's devastating them every day with hundreds of millions of views, with transgenderism and open borders and world government and carbon taxes and depopulation and replacement migration. And they're, I mean, you can't argue with energy to energy. It's a mathematical equation. He's literally devastating them. And I'm supposed to sit back and go, I'm a Pharisee to Christ. You know what? You're not perfect. You're going to hell. I'm literally supposed to sit back and watch devastation of the enemy. Like they are shitting their pants and go, I could have done it better. Great. Get on the field. Show us what you'll do. Stop bitching. Show me what you can do instead of claiming everything is controlled. You say I'm with the devil? No. Those of you saying there is no hope, those of you saying Christ isn't real, those of you saying God didn't call us to victory, those of you saying that we've given a spirit of overcoming and victory, not of weakness, when the enemy comes like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. You are the Satanist. I love Jesus Christ. I want human victory throughout the stars. And any of you saying that I serve Satan or servants of Satan, and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There is one God and one mediator between God and man. That's the man Christ Jesus. This God has a name. Got to start naming him. What's going on, InfoWarriors? You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. And by the way, if you can do me a huge favor and please reshare all of these links. Tag me in it, at Drew H Live. Follow me over there as well. And make sure to follow Alex at Real Alex Jones and InfoWars at InfoWars, all on X. Reshare all the links. We appreciate you guys. Band.video, InfoWars.com. And you guys can catch me Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. It's kind of like InfoWars at night, I guess. We have fun. So rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Make sure to go support me over there. I'm the only verified Drew Hernandez on Rumble. So we appreciate you guys. But continuing this conversation about the last days. And so I go back to my point where the Bible's very clear, where the Apostle Paul very clearly states to his protege Timothy that was about to embark on discipling a whole generation of pastors throughout the region he was called to. One of the things he makes very clear to him is that in the last days, the Holy Spirit explicitly says, declares from the rooftops, that many will depart from the faith. That's an apostasy. That's a divorcing of oneself from the faith, the Christian faith. That is the doctrines of the Bible, the gospel of Jesus Christ. People will throw away biblical truth. They will divorce themselves from biblical truth. And that doesn't only come in the form of, I'm a Satanist now and I want a 666 tattoo because I'm a radical and I hate God. No, that comes in the form of someone like Vivek Ramaswamy telling an entire generation, hey, the GOP wants you to know, but the media doesn't want you to know. You can be gay, marry who you want, if you want, when you want, and the government's not going to get in the way. Yeah, that is one way to destroy a civilization. That's satanic, my friend. Don't listen to that. Listen to God. Don't listen to Vivek telling you you could be a sodomite, destroy your life, catch AIDS and STDs and die early. Then we don't have a civilization anymore to repopulate. By the way, we will outlive these people. You can take heart in that fact. If you're discouraged, you're seeing this entire generation flip to just straight up sodomites, LGBTQ, psycho, Baphomet, transhuman freaks cutting their genitals off. We will outlive these people. Pray for them. We want them to come to Christ. But do know, we will outlive this generation. We will. That is a fact. That's a fact, a scientific fact. These people do not have a long lifespan, and they don't have the ability to repopulate. So they're going to die off early. All right. We're going to be in for a ride for a little bit, but I can assure you, we will outlive these people. And those that pledge allegiance to Lucifer, they will eventually see their demise if they don't repent eternally. But again, going back to the last days, and you see these biblical indications, I'd make the argument that the last days started 2,000 years ago. Now, when you get specific and you zoom in, you have the tribulation, you have the great tribulation. You see this 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, the book of Revelation. You see all of this unloading on humanity, and it's God's wrath on mankind, but particularly Israel as well, by the way. That's the time of Jacob's trouble. That's God's wrath poured out on Israel. But I would argue that the last days initiated, we haven't seen the tribulation. I don't believe we've seen the great tribulation. There are some precursors to that in order for those events to take place that you see in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Other people have different eschatology on that. That's fine. This is mine. But I would argue that the last days started 2,000 years ago. And I would say that there were Bible prophecy, there were prophetic events that had to take place before what we would traditionally say what comes next. Some will say after the ascension of Jesus and after the day of Pentecost, because that was foretold in the scriptures, right? And then also the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles and the ministry of the Gentiles, because we see in the Bible that the time of the Gentiles is coming to fulfillment. And we know that the Apostle Paul was a part of that prophecy. He even viewed himself as that prophecy as well as being unfolded, which is kind of ironic because one of the most famous Jews, literally a Jewish terrorist, okay, the Apostle Paul that was hunting down and murdering Christians. You want to talk about a guy that is like the all-star, he even calls himself that. I'm like of the stock of Israel. I'm the top guy. I am the guy studied under the top Jews and Pharisees you could possibly think of. Nobody could beat me out. The Apostle Paul viewed himself as like the super Jew, dude, straight up. Go read the Bible. That's how he viewed himself. He's like, but I wasn't saved. I was a wretch. I was satanic. I was an instrument of Satan. Like, clearly, he was being used in that way, and he became born again and rode to Damascus, had that experience. And even the current world around him, because he was famous, didn't believe he was actually a born-again Christian. That was a problem in the first century church. They're like, why is this? Are you sure? Is this some kind of infiltration? Is this guy for real? Is he actually born again? Because this guy was just trying to kill us. And so, but that's just the power of the gospel, right? To truly change somebody like that. But he made it very clear And you see that within the New Testament. And I would say that possibly the next event prophetically that you would see on God's timeline is possibly an Ezekiel 37, 38 scenario, if that's interpreted correctly, and may or may not be. Possibly the rapture. I hold a pre-trib view of the rapture. Some people have a mid, some people have a post. That's fine. I view this as a secondary issue that isn't required for salvation. But ultimately, in terms of the last days, this is the point that I wanted to make with people, and especially if you're not a Christian or you've never read the Bible, the last days is not something that we're looking toward. The last days started 2,000 years ago, because if we are living in the time of the Gentiles, if you look at God's timeline and his prophetic clock, when you see Bible prophecy, you see the day of Pentecost, and then you see the time of the Gentiles. That's been foretold, and God turns his attention because of the rejection of Israel. God turns his attention. He begins to pour out his Holy Spirit to the Gentiles, and that's currently happening right now as I speak. And by the way, the current Jews of the day, because of their ridiculously self-righteous religious mindset, they couldn't comprehend that God could or would do something like that. See this in like Acts chapter 15, where they have this massive council to decide whether or not the dirty goy can come to Jesus or not. Straight up. Yeah, this has been going on for a long time, bro. Even before that. And they decided, yeah, this is foretold in our scriptures. The Gentiles will receive the Holy Spirit. That means that they can be born again too. And then here we are. And so I would say that the last days initiated around that time, because all of that had to happen before anything in the future that has to do with the Antichrist or the Great Tribulation or the Tribulation. And you also see this is why the Apostle Paul had to address the Thessalonian church, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians. He had to make it very clear to them, because they were experiencing heavy, serious persecution. People were losing their lives. They were being hunted like animals. And it was so bad that he had to clarify, because there were false prophets, false teachers in the church that were telling the people incorrectly that the reason why we're experiencing this massive devastation is because, well, we may have missed the rapture, or we may have missed the second coming of Jesus. It looks like we're in the time of Jacob's trouble. It looks like this is that great day that the Old Testament has spoken of. It looks like we are in the tribulation. And the Apostle Paul had to clarify that to the church. And he lays it out, right? It's like, no, the falling away has to happen. And then the removal of he who is restraining all of these works, these satanic, he's very clear, all of this is a work of Satan directly. He who's restraining is holding all of this back. But once he's removed, then the lawless one will be revealed with all signs and power and lying wonders. And then God will pour a strong delusion on that fallen world, because they rejected the truth. They embraced the lie. They brought judgment upon themselves. And then all of that annihilation follows after. And it's also made very clear that the Antichrist will, he will declare himself to be God. That is the definition of Antichrist. The term in Greek Antichrist is pseudo Christ. That means a counterfeit in the position usurping the authority of the real thing, right? And so I would be willing to say that I think it's possible that the Antichrist himself might very well, because Jesus Christ is God in human flesh, might declare himself to be God. But what does that mean, to be God? He's going to declare himself Messiah, the Messiah of Israel. And Israel is going to be deceived. They're going to cut a peace deal with this guy, rebuild their third temple. He's going to be a savior. He's going to be the Messiah. He's going to be the one that was spoken of. The Jews will embrace the Antichrist. Your hardcore Christian Zionist Jew worshiping pastor won't tell you this. The Jews will embrace the Antichrist. That is a biblical fact, okay? That's why they have the Temple Institute right now in Israel, and they're trying to figure out how to rebuild the third temple. Yes, it's satanic, but it's prophetic. So I say that all to say is all of those events that I'm describing, and I'm just scratching the surface, guys, okay? All of those events that I'm describing, because the Antichrist, he will go into the third temple, he will go into the Holy of Holies, and he will declare himself God in human flesh, Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. He will declare himself God. And so the Apostle Paul had to clarify that to the Thessalonian church. And he says, no, none of that has happened yet. You're not in the tribulation. You're not in the great tribulation. Don't be deceived. Don't let anybody deceive you. Remember the things that I taught you. Remember the doctrines that I taught you. Here they are. And then he describes all of these, I guess you could say, biblical signs that he gives. This is what it's going to look like. Here's the indication. This is what he's going to do. This is what has to happen first before you enter into that. So understanding whether you're in the tribulation or not is very, very important, because the Holy Spirit, God, his breathed word, inspired word through the Apostle Paul to the Thessalonians, had to clarify that. This was a huge issue in the first century church because people were deceived. It caused them to lose hope. It caused them to think that God abandoned them. It caused them to think that all of their faith in Jesus was for nothing. And it actually was causing people to have a shipwrecked faith, to view God as a liar. This is why, yes, doctrine matters. Doctrine in its context matters, because it is life or death. It could cause you to literally apostate and turn your back on God and divorce yourself from the faith because you had bad doctrine to begin with. And now you are, based off of a lie, believing a lie, telling yourself a lie, blaming God for something that has nothing to do with him. You see how bad this could really get to somebody's soul? And so I say that all to say is, when we're talking about the last days, and for any unbelievers out there, I want you to understand everything I just explained. The indication of the last days is not somewhere in the future. Yes, there are future events in these last days that we are currently living that will happen. We don't know when. It could be the next 5 minutes. It could be the next 5 months. It could be the next 5 years. It could be the next 500 years. No man knows the day or the hour. Jesus made that very clear. No man knows the day or the hour. That is only God himself. That's his information. But I will tell you this, is that the Bible is very clear that the Bible does give these indications, that all of these indications of the last days, as we are getting closer and closer and closer, the ultimate end game, yes, is the rise of the Antichrist, is the rise of the One World, New World Order Federation led by him, false prophet, all empowered by Satan. Yes, the end game also will be the mark of the beast and the one world economy that the world will be enslaved to. And by the way, for those of you that don't have an understanding of the mark of the beast, the mark is his mark, right? But the mark is required to buy, sell, and trade. That means have access into the economy. But the mark is to show, as you receive the mark, you are taking the mark, not just to gain access into the economy. The Bible is very clear. Read it. That is an indication that you are accepting the Antichrist as God, your Lord and your Savior. That you receiving that mark is you pledging your loyalty, your faith, your heart, as you are supposed to the Jesus Christ, to the Antichrist, the false Christ. And that's why God takes such serious issue with it at the very end. And yes, that's a prophetic event as well, and there are multiple others. But the ultimate end game, and I always want to ground people and bring people back to this truth, and we know that the ultimate end game is the second coming of Jesus Christ, right? You got the rapture. Like I said, I'm pre-trib, that I believe the rapture will happen before the tribulation. Others might believe mid, others might believe post. We'll see who's right, dude, right? We'll see. But the ultimate end game is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Because the second coming of Jesus Christ brings in this whole new generation. We got the 1,000-year reign of Jesus ruling and reigning on planet Earth. God in human flesh. On this current Earth that we live on now, Jesus Christ will rule and reign on it. So all of this like talk of climate change and the destruction of planet Earth, it's not going to happen. Because Jesus Christ, when he comes, he'll slaughter the Antichrist. He'll slaughter the armies. Oh, by the way, the return of Jesus Christ is accompanied with a total bloodbath called Armageddon, the Battle of Megiddo, right? It's an actual place. It's an actual place where this is all going to go down, and Christ is going to return, and he's going to make war, a sword out of his mouth. He's going to make war with the saints following him. He's going to make more war with the Antichrist and the armies of the Antichrist. And the Bible is very clear and very explicit that the blood will be so high that it'll be as tall as like a horse's bridle, where a horse's mouth is. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ, when he returns, he's going to slaughter people. Based, right? So I can't wait for that. But yes, we're going to, you know, he will establish his 1,000-year reign and administration, perfect government. You see this prophesied, Isaiah, right? Every Christmas you'll hear this. Government will be on his shoulders. That's his second coming. But at the end, Lucifer will be out, let out one last time. He'll deceive the nations worldwide, get them to oppose Jesus Christ and his administration, us, his followers. And there'll be a final battle. Obviously, Christ will win. We'll cast them all into the lake of fire, the false prophet, Antichrist, Lucifer, once and for all, gone. All demons, all evil, gone. And he's going to revamp the universe. The universe will be revamped. Not just planet Earth, new heaven, new earth. And that is the ultimate end game to all of this. So when we're talking about last days, and I want to make myself very clear. Yes, we need to understand the times. We need to understand, I mean, when something like the Olympics opening ceremony happens, as Christians, especially if you call yourself a pastor or a Bible teacher at the least, okay, you'd better be the first one on the front line biblically picking apart that entire thing. And not just warning the flock, but this is so explicit, so out in the open with all of their occult antichrist symbolism, taking apart the book of Revelation and twisting it with their own meanings, with pale horse riders, walking on water. That's all occult symbolism, man, okay? Just straight up. You got homosexuals with their testicles out, blaspheming the Last Supper with little kids and some fat 500-pound walrus. You know, doing the heart, just yeah, love to the entire world. Look at that 500-pound walrus. There's a homosexual with his genitals out, with a little kid right in front of him, just blaspheming the Last Supper. And then they'll say, oh, no, we weren't. That's not what we were doing. It was about some Greek god thing. Right, right. These people are so proud until you call them out. They're not as proud as they claim to be. They're cowards. The darkness flees the light. That's why when you flash the light on all of their darkness, they flee and they start to deny what they're doing because they don't want to be held accountable. They're cowards. They're cowards. But again, as I said, culturally, Christians should be on top of everything. Not being of the world, but we are in the world as lights exposing the fallen world with the word of God and the gospel of truth. But also, you have to understand, and I'm speaking to the fallen world right now, for anybody out there that might be on the fence, because I've been there growing up as a kid, watching Alex, watching InfoWars in like the sixth grade, dude. Crazy, like right after 9/11, looking up all the occult Illuminati videos on YouTube and looking up all of the occult symbolism in Hollywood and Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj and all these people coming out and saying that something comes over me and I just say it. And it's like the satanic prayer, right? In hip hop. And you've seen this in the 80s. It just recycles, right? With all the satanic imagery, AC/DC and Van Halen. They all pledge allegiance to Lucifer. But I've been there, man. Taking a look at the world around me and seeing how obvious the occult satanic symbolism is. I mean, that's for a reason. You got to understand that revelation comes from God. And what I mean by that is God is the only one that can truly open up the eyes. And Alex was right about this. Alex got criticized when all this was going down. That this is a work of the God of this age, little g. That's what the Apostle Paul called Lucifer. Not that he is omniscient or omnipresent, right? Not that he's all powerful or all knowing. No, he doesn't have those attributes as Jesus Christ. But the Apostle Paul viewed him as a spiritual entity that is seriously more powerful than a human being or your average demon or fallen angel. He's on a whole other level, and he's an enemy that you shall not underestimate. God is greater. And if God be for us, who could be against us, right? But you do not underestimate this foe, because he is roaming around like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. That is serious, all right? So Alex was right about that. But I will say this for anyone that's on the fence, because in that context, he says the God of this age has blinded the eyes of the unbelievers that they might see the light of the gospel of their salvation. Your eyes are blinded. You're not born again. You can't see. But when you start to see, God is starting to show you these things. This is part of your process of waking up as a sleeper. You're asleep spiritually. You're dead. You're dead in your sins and your degeneracy. And you can't even see this stuff. But now that it's out in the open, it's time. God is showing you this for a reason. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. It's faith in Jesus Christ alone. Repent of your sins, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if you can't see that now, you better be asking, begging God to show you and for eternal salvation. Because it's about to go down. We're all watching it. And you could die at any moment. And yeah, it'll sure be over if you're not saved. All right, guys, the War Room is up next. I'll see you guys on the next one. Follow me on X at Drew H Live.
A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors. And we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others who come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. You get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at holdtheline.com. Holdtheline.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says fight for freedom with other inscriptions on the reverse side. It's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at holdtheline.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the InfoWar. Go to holdtheline.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to holdtheline.com right now and get the coin, holdtheline.com. You want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. Holdtheline.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.